The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, first airing in 2013, the reality TV show Below Deck captures the lives of crew members who work and live on a superyacht. The show has been dubbed Downton Abbey on Water because of the drama, the conflict, and sometimes the romance it contains. My next guest is star of the popular spin-off series Below Deck Sailing Yacht from Glenageary in County Dublin. Her sailing experience is no surprise given that her late grandfather represented Ireland in the Olympics. So I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Daisy Keller. Daisy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for
having
me. What
a job you have.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been fun. Tell us how it all started. Now, I know you're a sailor from babyhood.
Yes, that's right. I come from a strong sailing background, and my grandfather sailed, my parents sailed, and they were in the yachting industry. So it was a natural progression when they told me about the industry.
Okay, so how did you start in the industry? Obviously, you had your sea legs as a sailor, but I mean, it's one thing to be sailing small boats around Dunleary and Dublin Bay. It's another thing to behold a superyacht.
Yeah, well, I wanted to travel. I knew that much. And I wasn't particularly interested in going into yachting. I didn't really quite understand the concept. So I went and studied hotel management up in Shannon College of Hotel Management and got my degree and went to London and worked in hotels and did not enjoy that. It was long hours with not a lot of money. So my dad kind of then resurfaced the idea of yachting and was like, oh, actually, this sounds a bit more up my street. So at 25, I went down to Antibes and got my first job on a luxury superyacht as a stewardess.
No, you weren't hauling on the bowline. You were actually kind of making things happen and work.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wasn't quite doing the sailing. I do watches and I can tie a knot, but yeah, I'm more the stewardess and serving the guests their coffee and their meals and doing beds and heads and those kind of things.
Okay. A great job, I would imagine. You know,
yeah,
you're in the south of France, the sun is shining. It's not tough sailing, I suppose.
No, it's pretty luxurious. We have hot water and internet and chefs, but you know, the hours are long and you can, you know, if you do a crossing, like I've been at sea for 3 weeks, I've done several crossings across the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Okay, and you'd have your moments then.
Yeah. We've been through some rough weather and it's, you know, it's still not for the faint-hearted. Yeah. Long weeks
now,
away.
Now, would the clients know that there were heavy seas ahead and would they say, no, we're not doing that?
If we have guests on board, we wouldn't bring them on long passages. That's for the crew. Although they think it's a holiday, it's not. That's part of the captain's job to navigate the weather and where we would go for good weather.
Yeah. If you were positioning a boat to another place, you might have to cross rough seas to get the boat to where you needed it.
Yeah. But the guests wouldn't be on for that.
They wouldn't be on for that. All right. So anyway, you're doing this kind of work and then you lost your job.
I did. After I was 33, so almost 10 years in the industry, I went on holiday. The boat was in Sri Lanka crossing back to Europe and I went on holiday back to Ireland and actually flew into Ireland the day we went into lockdown and didn't leave my parents' house. So that was all a bit traumatic. It was looking pretty bleak. So a few friends had suggested I apply for the job or the show. And, you know, I didn't think I'd get it. And
had you been watching the show?
A little. We had we watched it on our boat. The engineer was a big fan of it. So we kind of bonded.
Okay, so you knew what the show was all about.
I did, yeah.
So what was the auditioning process like?
For me, it was pretty simple. It was just an interview, sent my CV, an interview over Zoom. And then they kind of pitched that to the producers. And then I went and actually temped on an old boat of mine that I was working on and did another interview with the producers from Bravo and 51 Minds. And then, 2 months later, I was kind of flown out. So it wasn't particularly difficult.
To get the gig?
No.
Now, how is it done? I mean, how long are you with any particular set of guests? Because, I mean, Below Deck, from what I gather, is more about what goes on between the crew. Interaction with the guests.
I think there's a bit of everything. There's the interaction with the guests, the crew, that whole dynamic. And I think that's why the show is so popular, because you get people who are interested in food or travel or the drama and the hookups. It's filmed for 6 weeks and we tend to have 9 different charter guests for 2 to 3 nights. So it's they get a lot of content. For anyone who knows about TV, filming for 6 weeks to get 17 episodes apparently is a lot. I didn't know this. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of content to get from and that turnover of guests.
Now, how apparent are the cameras on board?
The cameras are permanently there.
No, but are they in your face? Are there guys manning the cameras or are there discreet cameras in a corner here, a corner there?
I think there's 11 robocams, which are the discreet ones. And then there's four following cameramen, which are quite in your face and there.
And you have to ignore them?
Yes. And which we're pretty good at because we are just so busy. And it's pretty full on.
Yeah. Now, they don't stay on board.
No, they don't stay
on
board.
So even if you fancy a cameraman, sorry.
No. Yeah, that's a no-go zone.
Tell me about the romances then.
Oh, yeah. I eventually get myself into one further down the line, which was not a good idea, but there we go. Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I think some people, it's a little put on. Maybe I think they know that they'll get screen time. That's my opinion. But in other cases, yeah, it's natural. You just get to know these people very quickly, very intimately, and it just kind of happens.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And how intrusive might they be as to your carry on?
I mean,
like, what will the viewers see?
They'll see a lot. I think, you know, in the first season, for anyone who's seen it, there was a baby conceived and you do see the baby being conceived.
I thought you were going to tell us. Oh, you do see the conception.
You do. It was not me. I do not have a baby. Yeah, so you see a lot.
Okay. Are you still involved or have you moved on from the show?
I've done three seasons and I mean, I'm open to doing more, but I don't know yet. So we'll have to wait and see. But at the moment for me, you know, it's given me a great opportunity and I've really enjoyed doing it. So I'm open to doing more.
Have other activities underway. You have a podcast?
That's right. Yeah, I've just launched a podcast with my friend Cody. It's called Happy Mess. And again, it's just giving, you know, fans another opportunity to interact with me on another level. People seem to enjoy me talking, so surprisingly. Mm. But yeah, so that's exciting.
And because of, you know, they see so much of you, how much of the real you is on screen?
I would say, you know, if you ask my friends and family, you pretty much get the real me. And, you know, being on the show for three seasons, you know, the audience has grown with me and, you know, have laughed and cried and done all of that. So, yeah, there's a real sense of people think they know me and I think they do. I'm quite transparent and honest, which is why I make
great
TV. And
do you get propositioned, by the way, you know, from viewers?
Yeah. People want to be my best friend. People want to be my sugar daddies. I've got, you know, all sorts.
I think it takes a certain kind of personality to do the job you're doing.
Yeah, it definitely does. I thought anyone could do it, but as I've learned and grown with the show, you have to have somebody who's very transparent and honest. And for some reason, I fit that category, which is...
You have to be tough too.
Yes, very, very resilient. It's been a tough 3 years. Amazing, absolutely amazing, but definitely very, very difficult.
Yeah, and have you had your moments where you've lost it?
Oh, 1,000%. It's putting yourself into such a vulnerable space and having, you know, really essentially millions of people watch you and judge you has been very interesting. But luckily, the pros outweigh the cons and I'm okay with it.
Some of the people who watch the show, when I mentioned that I was going to be interviewing you, they said, she can be a right bee sometimes. Is that a fair description?
You have to be. You know, it just comes with the role.
All right. Well, it's great meeting you, Daisy. Tell us, how do we access your podcast?
Yes, it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts called Happy Mess.
Happy Mess.
Yes.
Happy indeed. All right, Daisy, thank you very much for joining us. And we should have, of course, mentioned your grandfather, your late grandfather, representing Ireland at the Olympics, which began maybe your sailing heritage, which led to this.
Yes, exactly.
Inevitably. All right, Daisy Keller, star of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Thank you very much for joining us. One text here. It sounds like the TV show Love Boat from the 1970s. And I love that show, says Denise. Well, this is the real thing.
Yeah,
the other was fiction. All right. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.